Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Beer!
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
The Radio.com app is the official new home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone.
I have their app on my phone, and so, like, I listen to them all when I'm getting ready and then when I'm driving into work.
Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube, you're locked into the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
We got some tickets.
Yeah.
Hoom-bop, Spellenberg, hoom-bop. Spellenberg, hoom-bop. Spellenberg, hoom-bop.
Ba-bow.
Time to call and rep your town. From Chesney to Greenville, we'll find the spelling champ, whether from Easley or Spartanburg. Can you beat the caller? That phone from Hendersonville. Tell me, who in the world will
win Spellenberg?
Can you spell pneumonia, or will you just pout and hang up? We'll find out who's witty, who really knows their words. If you gotta work, then get up. If you're coming home, then stay up to hear who in the world will
win Spellenberg.
If you're from Greer or from Taylor's, Anderson or Chesney, Bowling Springs to Hendersonville, just call up.
Yeah.
Boom up. Spellenberg, boom up. Spellenberg, boom up. Spellenberg, boom up.
Ba-bow.
A lot of times people ask, is that Dan and Sandy in Columbia doing that one? That's actually the Wade Hampton Barbershop course. I was a part of that in 1993. Ew. That's me that says, ba-bow. That's me. 1-800-774-0093, right? Is that the number still? Yep. Things change.
It is. It is. 800-774-0093.
I wanted to remind myself before we do this game against Spellenberg, where we, in a spelling bee type fashion, we pit two towns, two cities against each other. Today it will be Easley versus Anderson. Now, before we take the calls, who's going to win? Based on Easley, South Carolina versus Anderson, South Carolina. That's a fun little question, right?
It is.
I think you know where I'm going to go.
At Fatboy, definitely for Easley. Paige?
G-Town.
I'll take Anderson.
Paige is going to go with Anderson. Do we have to assume that Electric Jimmy of Anderson, former fame?
Depends on if they went to Hannah or West Side.
Yeah, that's true. A big
we don't know.
If you a Yellow Jacket, I got you back.
I'm going Easley.
All right.
I spent some time there. Jimmy, you said Anderson? Or did you say?
It entirely depends on where they went to high school.
Okay, we don't know that. Just based on the cities alone.
Well, I can't unless I know if they went to Hannah or Westside. I'm not going to
ask
commit.
Them off air real quick. Maybe they don't
I need
say
more information.
Court. Let's find out for sure. I mean, that's a valid point. Although, I think you're being a stickler. I didn't know that information before I put my vote
I am.
In.
I used to be a gambler. I need information to gamble.
What are you going to find out if they didn't have any high school? That they quit in eighth grade. What are you going
to
say?
Where'd
then?
They go?
He said, I went to Daniel, but I live in Anderson now.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I'll take Daniel.
Yes, that's a pretty good right, school.
Yeah, I'll take Daniel.
Fatboy and I go with Easley, and then Paige and Nine go with Anderson.
Is it Nuclear Hopkins?
No. Uh-huh. All you smart professor kids that go to Daniel.
All right, let's go first to Easley. That would be who Fatboy and I say is going to win. That's the P1, the real BHP. Good morning, sir.
What's going on?
You know the traditional question BHP always asks, how far along in school did you get?
I graduated.
Hey, look at you.
Did you go anywhere past high school?
I looked into it, but I never got around to it.
Okay. I got you. Well, it's not too late, you know. I've seen the commercials.
You still attend some college.
Yeah. All right, the real BHP, P1 BHP, taking on... From Anderson is P1 Kid Cracker. Good morning, Cracker.
Good morning.
How are you doing, sir?
I am bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Nice.
Ooh, you need a man groomer. Now, here's the question for you. How far along in school did you get?
I graduated.
Yeah? And did you do some college? That's where I graduated from, some college.
Yes, I did go to some college. I actually went to Maryland.
Oh, wow.
God, college you're a terp?
Part terp, yes.
Damn.
Okay.
All right.
Might change my vote.
Man. No, you can't. You're already locked in. Is he locked in, Fatboy?
He's locked in.
He's locked in. All right. Here we go.
You're the turtle.
The way this goes is I will say a word. You will scream your name. And to make it simple, BHP, you can say BHP. Cracker, you can say cracker. And then we will go to you to spell the word. If you misspell it, no points will be taken away. You only get a point if you spell it correctly. Make sense?
Mine's actually BHC, as in Chris.
Oh, okay.
I just got changed, buddy.
BHC.
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 All right, here we go. Word number one. Oh, how appropriate is this? Word number one is nuptials.
Cracker.
I heard cracker first. Cracker, spell nuptials.
Nuptials is N-U-P-T-U-A-L-S.
It is incorrect. I need a buzzer, please. Faux-bois. That is a buzzer. That means that B-H-C can go for the steal. Spell nuptials.
Nuptials, the N-U-M-P-T-U-A-L-S?
Not at all. Not at all. Paige, nuptials.
N-U-P-T-I-A-L-S.
Look at you. Nailed it. Give her a dink.
I misspelled it wrong last year and heard about it for a week.
Well, you will.
From this room.
That's right.
From an eighth grade spelling champion.
Numerous nuptials. Hashtag cakeless. Maybe we get little Debbie involved in this. Maybe we'll all have some some Choco gels and stuff. All right. So what's the scoreboard looking like, Fobo?
Paige has one and they got zero.
No, okay. Zero, playing. Zero. Paige can't play. All right. Thank you. All right. Word number two in this edition of Spellingberg is tongue.
Cracker.
Cracker?
T-O-N-G-U-E.
That's right. Nailed that one.
On the board.
Cracker's on the board with one.
Paige, you almost won Shinedown tickets.
Almost. Almost. I figured that one would give a little more difficulty to the players there.
I thought they'd pep up a little. And they're playing for tickets!
No, Shinedown tickets! Shinedown, my God.
Shinedown.
All right, here we go. Word number three.
Shinedown.
It's not Shinedown.
No.
Word number three is rhythm.
BHC.
BHC.
Is, you said rhythm?
I did. Uh-huh.
R-H-Y-T-H-M-N?
That's incorrect. What about you, Cracker?
Say R-H-Y-T-H-M.
That's right. You promised you didn't Google that or have any assistance. That's a toughie.
No, I just write it down as I'm trying to spell it.
You know what? That's what R.A. Mihailoff, Leatherface from Texas Chainsaw Massacre, every year we do the monster Spellenberg.
That's what he does.
It's visual.
He
it's
writes
easier.
It down, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What's our scoreboard looking like in Spellenberg Easley versus Anderson?
It's 2-0 Crackers up.
Anderson up 2-0 over Easley.
Maybe fat y'all are on something.
Easley's losing right now, fat boy.
R.A. writes him out, and he still misses him.
That's true. All right.
Yeah, we do the same words every year.
I saw a great picture. If you follow Goldust on social media, Goldust WWE legend, he was at a convention with R.A. Mihailoff Leatherface, and R.A. was in full Leatherface regalia, like wearing the mask and everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Wasn't Goldust painted up, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like you got to wear your gimmick when you go to those. But would you want to be taking a picture with just regular? I would. Regular Goldust.
Yeah.
Or just Dustin Runnels, I guess his name is.
Yeah. Okay. Come over here in your cut-off denim shirt.
Where's Terry?
Take the dip out for the picture, Dustin. All right. Boy. Here we go. Word number four, correct? We're on word four?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Word four, Spellenberg, Easley versus Anderson. The word is Fahrenheit.
I'm out.
Tuffy.
Fahrenheit. I hear fingers. Y'all better not be good. Cracker.
You got a F-E-I-R-E-N-H-E-I-T.
Not even close. You throw 14 Z's in there and still be wrong. What do you think, B-H-C? Fahrenheit.
F-A-R-H-E-N-H-E-I-T.
Darn. That's rough. Paige?
I had to Google it.
Okay, then I don't want to answer you. Fat boy?
F-A-H-R-E-N-E-C-H.
E-N-E? You put a word in the middle of the word.
Oh, E-C-H.
Letter E-C-H.
Give yourself a buzz for that.
What?
That's incorrect. Jim?
F-A-H-R-E-N-E-C-H. H-E-I-T.
That is correct.
Let's throw this going.
Ding yourself.
What is
the
each?
End part.
All right. What's our scoreboard looking like?
Still 2-0 Cracker.
All right.
Each.
Our fifth word.
I know, right?
That E and the H got the
I
best
know,
thing.
I know.
This one might get you, too. Think about this one. Our fifth word, Spellenberg, Easley versus Anderson. The word is daiquiri.
BHC.
BHC?
Is D-A-Q-U-I-R-I.
It's incorrect.
Crackers, yeah. D-A-Q-U-A-R-I.
Also incorrect.
You know Paige knows this one.
Paige?
I don't know.
You want to go? The first letter is D. I'll give you that.
D-I.
Paige is having a dickery.
I'm a dickery.
Hey, hey,
say
my lord.
You're not going to shine down, buddy.
All right. Well, you know what that means? It means we have a winner.
Oh, we do?
We
okay.
do have a winner.
It's P1 Kid Cracker from Anderson.
P1 Kid Cracker from Anderson. You did it. Congratulations, sir. You proved Paige and 9 right that Anderson would prevail over Easley today. Congratulations. Stink Martindale, if you would. Oh, he just gave us a Ric Flair woo. Stink Martindale, if you would. Tell him what he won, please. Thank you.
Well, congratulations, P1 Kid Cracker. You're going to see Shinedown live at CCMB Amphitheater. Park Sunday night, June 23rd.
Tickets on sale right now, but you got them for free. From what favorite radio station?
93.3 to Flint.
You're damn right. You know. All right, hold on, sir.
I'm like, that ain't gonna happen.
We have to get some information from you.
Be too bad if you hung up on him by accident before he got his info.
We'll make that all happen for you. Oh boy. All right. Paige?
Yes.
I got another word if you want to go head to head with Fat Boy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, come on.
I'm all a right, terrible speller.
The next word. Spellenberg. Foreign.
Fat Boy.
Fat Boy?
F-O-R-E-I-G-N.
That's correct.
I don't have to go.
Dang it.
There you go.
You don't have to go. You do have to go.
Oh, yeah.
You should want to go. All right, Paige, what are you working on in the plugs?
Well, we got to talk about 66-year-old Dennis Butler. He had a smashing birthday party. I'll tell you why next in your Eyes Guys headline.
Ooh, that was a good tease right there. All right, we'll find out about that next and much, much more.
Weto this is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Man, 9, Paige, and Fat Boy.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
It's Rise Guys headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
All right, we're going to see if food is really the way to a woman's heart.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that could be. But first, we have to talk about what happened with a guy in Utah by the name of Dennis Butler. He had a smashing birthday.
Now, oh, yeah, the smashing innuendo. What does that mean?
Now he's accused of fleeing, mooning, and flipping.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
That's the way I get mine at Waffle House.
Is it? Well.
Or is that at Denny's? They have the moon over Miami.
Hmm. Oh. I don't know.
Can we not speak of them?
No, we couldn't. Yeah, I just didn't know. It's, he was pondering, so it's just... So this
don't look confused around Paige. She'll stop talking.
No. This was
what
his,
happened?
This was his 66th birthday on Friday. He was trying to intentionally ram into other drivers, moon them, and then he got into a high-speed chase with a cop. So now he's facing several felony charges. So that's how he celebrated. He started to ram into other people on the road. In fact,
it was probably the guy from Truth and Consequences earlier, the guy with the short temper.
Maybe.
So he hit 3 trucks with his own vehicle on a dirt road, and then he was swerving off the road to avoid being hit. Those vehicles were, and then the cops, the cops got into a high-speed chase with him, which toppled out at 100 miles per hour. So Dennis got to his house and then stopped, and he was arrested with felony charges. So it's not clear if he was drunk or not, but he has had plenty of drunk driving arrests and reckless driving charges in the past. So that's what happened.
Flipping that's what it was.
People off craziness. Playing bumper cars on the road.
The cop sees him, or he sees the cop. Then he tries to ram the cop, but then he just drives past the cop where the cop swerves out of the way. So he flips him off and keeps going.
It was like if you stop at a red light or stop sign or whatever, look over to the side every once in a while. You'll see a damn bumper just laying there, and it's always the you know the cheap old bumpers. Like used to a bumper, if you saw a bumper on the side of the road, you'd be like, hell, I'll take this home. It's scrap. Yeah. Now they're all just plastic. People just leave them there.
That's on the whole front end of a car laying in the parking lot of the mall last week.
I know. It's just like, oh, it's just plastic. What are we gonna do with that?
It's the whole front end of the thing, man.
Crazy.
I want to adopt a highway, but I'll just pick up bumpers and front ends only.
That would be a good service.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yes. Thank you. You can refurbish them and sell them. Well, you know, there's a big holiday coming your way Thursday. Galentine's Day.
No,
you hear about that?
Don't say that word.
I'm sorry. Well.
Galentine's.
I know.
I've never liked the term gal for a woman because it sounds like you're talking about just a... You're talking down when you call a girl a gal. I don't know. Go ahead.
All right. Well, so there was a survey done. So if you're single on Valentine's Day, I'm not going to say that again. You got friends. There was a new study that they wanted to find out what lasts longer, love or friendships.
Oh, that's easy.
I mean, it depends.
Depends on your friends, right?
Your love should be your best friend.
62% of these people say that friendships last longer than romantic relationships. And 93% of these people in the study say they have close friends. And 86% believe that they have friends that they'll stay friends with for life. So maybe Galentine's Day is a good thing. Because you'll celebrate it more than you will Valentine's Day.
I can't really speak to that. I mean, it's all it makes Valentine's Day all encompassing of people. You know, for the longest time, women would send themselves flowers just because they won't want the other gals in the office to know that they didn't have anybody. They'd say, oh, look.
Oh, boy.
My boyfriend, George Glass. He sent me, his name is George. George Glass, yeah. He's an architect. There's not really architects anymore. Well, he is. He's an architect. George Glass.
Just like my dad, Mike Brady.
Thanks for these Sherry's berries, George. George. Thank you, Paige.
Anything else in there? Just they think friendship lasts longer?
Yeah.
What do you think, Paige? Do you agree with what I said? If you're the love of your life should be your best friend.
Absolutely.
No, I will sit there and admit you have to have same-sex best friend, too.
Yeah.
You can have that. You can have two BFFs.
If you're not best friends with your significant other, then you could have an emotional affair with somebody else.
Now, on the one side of that, haven't we all rotated through some best friends in that sense, though?
Like you have.
More off? Yeah, I'm the only one.
Because the person that you're in a relationship with should be your go-to person first off.
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the other side of the coin.
I was about to get PO'd.
No, I was talking about the other side of the coin.
Yes.
Yes, we.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, and you know that person's going to be there for you whatever will happen. Whatever you do, no matter how bad you get.
Unless it's Matt and you need to ride somewhere for the next 30 years.
Oh, my Christmas.
I'm joking because we're buddies.
This is what Paige talks about. Oh, I'm just busting balls. No, he's really being mean at me.
No, I was just joking.
It is.
I said for the next 30 days.
Come in here. I'd take back my compliment on your hat, by the way.
Oh, you love it. Thank you, by the way.
I was just being nice.
I don't like it either.
And you're not the one that was really mean to me and says, "Oh, I'm just busting balls." That would be my brother who says that.
It was not you.
He was really mean, and oh, I'm just busting. No, you're not. You're being a jerk. That's why I said that because it really hurt my feelings.
Nine's feeling self-critical about his hat now. He's touching it. He's forming the build.
I was doing that to mess with Fatboy because I know he's jealous of it because he always talks about wanting a plain ball cap, and I'm wearing one.
I need to go grab one.
Yeah.
I need one for Thursday. Well, special events cap. I might have to break one out. Might have to have a little kangaroo on the front.
Okay.
You want to wear my Wilfred Brimley hat? I'll let you borrow it. Oh, it's a nice fedora.
Let that head shine, man.
I love that hat that he had.
Then afterwards, you can take it home with you. All right. Can take it off.
Wow.
Transfer responsibility.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy. We have Fatboy wedding hat, but no cake.
Well, imagine that.
What do we do?
What if we just
take a bunch of boxes, big, you know how the fondant, what is that called, Paige, on the wedding cakes? It's fondant,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, the thing that you roll
It's where
over
they
it.
Try to make it look real smooth. We get a bunch of boxes. Uh-huh. We put frosting all over them. And then just let them take pictures with it and don't cut into it.
That's true. That's
get a
true.
Faux cake. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Or five, six, whatever you want to do.
I don't see why not.
No, fondant was the bicycle race.
That was toward punt.
No, that was the wrestler, fondant.
Mm-hmm. All right. So those of you who know about Nicki Minaj and Cardi B, they've had this rivalry going on. So
who's got the biggest butt in hip hop?
No, they fought over a shoe or someone threw a shoe. But here's the thing. Somebody sent Cardi B some flowers, a huge bouquet for her Grammy Award on Sunday. And she thanked Tom Petty because she thought Tom Petty sent her some flowers. And she posted a thank you about Tom Petty, thanking him, Tom Petty, on Instagram. And she didn't know that he passed away.
So who sent him to her? Was it the King, Richard Petty?
It wasn't Nicki, but we don't know. But, you know, we don't know who sent it to her. But the note quoted Tom Petty's song, Walls, reading, "You've got a big heart, so big it can crush this town." So she thought it was actually from Tom Petty.
He quoted Tom Petty. So they
like
quoted
it. Some folks are saying that Cardi's nemesis, Nicki Minaj, could have sent the gift.
No.
But we don't know.
When people quote somebody, they put the little dash at the end and put their name, the name of the person who issued the quote.
Yeah.
But she took it as though.
Literally from Tom Petty.
Tom Petty.
Thank you, Tom. You're so sweet.
Nicki. Nicki would never be involved in any of that. That's just Carly not realizing what was it. Right, Cardi?
Carly.
Carly B.
Carly
I'm trying to get Fatboy to do his Cardi B. It's
I don't like
good.
Doing it.
Come on. It's so good.
I'm not doing
it's
it.
On the money
on.
Good.
Don't
I'm
be
not
a prima
doing
donna.
It.
Oh, like why you suck right now?
It's not
good.
Please.
I'll let you wear my plain hat.
Pretty, please.
Come like on. It. We want to hear
That's
some
not going to help.
We want to hear some new Cardi B, Fatboy.
What is
you can flop him out, and I still wouldn't do it.
Please, save us from Matt's Cardi B.
Yeah, no kidding. I'll do it if you
do it.
Come on.
He just did. It was not good.
That
like
sounded like Rosie Perez and Ward Burton had a baby.
That's what it is. Someone to thumb, Billy.
There you go. Do a little more.
You're like a guy introducing crack to somebody. Take a hit. You like that?
Just
take
a little
some
more.
Take another hit. It's
like you just popped a quarter
here,
of the pizza.
Let me try the vein for you. Come on. Try it again.
There you go, Junior. Take a little taste.
Well, I can see where she would make that faux pas. I thought that Genesis 1-6 signed my graduation card when I was in high school.
Really?
I did.
Do a bump off Uncle Jimmy's finger.
I got cards from Maya Angelou before. Henry David Thoreau has sent me cards before, yeah.
He
sent me a
Genesis.
Magnet. He sent me a magnet.
All right.
On my refrigerator.
What did it say?
He said something real nice to me, and he signed it.
Oh.
Thoreau.
So do you want more on dating, taking time for yourself, and how women celebrate Valentine's Day? What is the secret to a woman's heart? What do they really want? We've been doing a couple of days of giving you little tips on Valentine's Day, getting you ready for Thursday.
Yeah. Is this something that we have to buy, or is this just something that takes a little thought and prep?
You might have to spend some money.
All right, go ahead.
All right. So, this is a study. They asked women what they want to do on Valentine's Day. So, this is what they came up with. About 25% of millennial women think being proposed to on Valentine's Day is tacky.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
So this is also what they thought. 23% of the women would rather do something unconventional for Valentine's Day, like go on a group date or spend the day with friends. Not working.
I bet they're a fun bunch. I mean, I'm not being sarcastic. I bet those are the fun people.
This is women only that answered this, and they would want to go out with a group.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So 57% of the women think Valentine's Day is overrated, but 2/3 say they like it at least some degree.
I'm going to be hanging out with like probably 75 couples by the time the whole thing's over with.
Yeah.
It's a big Valentine's Day bash.
151st wheel here.
And also 29% of these women say they'd like to try something new in bed for Valentine's Day.
Yeah. How about someone new?
No.
Brand new? Like, no? That'd be kind of iffy.
Yeah. I mean, if you're a millennial, I mean, that means...
Oh, Paige was singing Adele there for a minute.
No, but I mean, you're not going to meet single people on Valentine's Day unless you go to a specific area, and you better be careful if you approach a guy on Valentine's
what
Day.
What about a first date, then? Don't do a first date on Valentine's Day either.
Well, why not?
Why?
Why sit at home?
Why not?
Why not go out with somebody? You may have a love connection, and maybe...
I knew you'd agree with me.
If you're a millennial, what, fat boy? That's like the early 80s through the mid 90s?
Yeah, technically, nine of myself are millennials.
What in the hell have we not tried that we could still try?
Why not?
With each other?
I mean, no, millennials are people from like, what, 38? Or like, what, 24 through 38 or whatever? 23 through 38? What the hell's left to try?
Come here, I'll show you.
Bend over, Junior.
Oh, my goodness.
Let me take my socks off.
Oh.
Like, I'm just saving too much stuff.
You have a pink one in the end.
Digging that bag of tricks.
And see, if you're tapped out, you don't have anything left to do. A quarter of the women say that they've hung out with an ex on Valentine's Day.
Oh, don't do that.
Back together with them. Mm. So that's a bad one, right?
Don't do that. That's sad.
Paige, do you have a bucket list of sex?
I beg your pardon?
Do you have a list of things that you'd like to try sexually?
I think every woman does. Or something
You do?
Yeah.
Is there any of them you could say on the radio?
That I haven't done before.
Yeah, what have you done?
It doesn't involve that word you said last week.
Do you have things you want to try that you have not tried yet?
Not really.
I was going to say, because you've tried everything you wanted to do, right?
I've been married to a fireman, so he's pretty like, I don't know.
What'd you do, play poker and eat chili while you had sex?
Had sex while he cut grass and washed the truck?
This was wild.
He had sex during the fish fry every month.
Not me. I was very reserved.
You had sex during a card game?
I mean, you name it. I mean, he has these brilliant ideas. Like, do I have to? Yeah.
Paige was so horny, she would actually call in fires to her house so he'd come home.
Yep, that's right. Hey, baby. Just leave the gear on. Carry me out.
That's the pun alarm.
Carry me outside and bring me back in. That's the fantasy.
Fat boy to you.
sex bucket list?
Yeah. Something before you go to that next realm.
That you
what do you
tried
want to
yet?
Do?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I couldn't even tell you what it is. Oh, no.
Initials?
You write it down?
Initials?
Can you write it down?
I tell you
once?
What, I don't think it's bad.
Is it MMMMM?
There are a few different races of women I would like to be with sexually.
Okay.
That's one of them.
Oh, my God.
That's a separate list.
I love you, man.
That's a separate list. The other list is pretty dirty.
I think we're talking about a specific act.
Oh, yeah. There's
a specific sex. Write it down. Write one down.
Okay.
Just so we can know.
We got
to
go
to Epcot Center.
Do you have any other stats on this?
Yeah, I got more for women.
Oh, okay.
This is awesome.
56% of the women say that they feel a lot of pressure to have a date on Valentine's Day, so you could get lucky. Because they don't want to be sitting home alone. Also, 67% of these women say that they want their Valentine's Day plans to include a romantic dinner. So that's the first thing that they want. Second thing that they want, 49% said sex. They're going to get laid.
They expect sex on Valentine's Day.
They want food first, then sex.
All right, yeah, Paige, Fatboy wrote down, don't allude first to what he's going to show you, but that's what he was talking about. All right, let's see Paige's reaction to this.
Good luck, brother. Good luck.
What would be worse, that or your super punishment?
That.
It's going to take a while.
You better hope you don't lose next season.
I got to prepare first.
Basically, that is, could not be pleasant. I think it depends on the person. You got to really
true.
Know them well.
It's the whole scenario. You know,
plus, you need a snorkel.
My water got turned off.
Me and Fatboy got things, not that, but other things in common. Like, I also am not a John Mayer type.
Okay, how do you broach that conversation with a woman without her just running out the door? You got to really know that person.
What, that your body's not a wonderland?
Exactly.
No, but the thing Fatboy wants somebody to do.
You have to make sure she's in a corner.
Is that what he's into or something?
No. John Mayer.
Because I'm telling you.
John Mayer said John Mayer at one point did some interviews. He got in some hot water over because he said he's only attracted to one race of women.
Yeah.
But, hell. Beautiful's beautiful.
Oh, beautiful is beautiful.
Yeah.
I would Noah's Ark it.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
Two of each. Let's go. That'd be like hedonism the cruise.
Yeah. Intimacy, 47% say they want to be intimate, whatever that means.
It is never the season for what you wrote down.
No. I've never done that.
It's a whole scenario.
Will I ever?
It's a fantasy scenario. my water got turned off, you know, then that turns into that.
Oh, why? You can't shower first, though, with no water.
That's how I'm getting clean.
Yeah, but you need a bidet. You'd have to go to France.
It's so bad. Okay.
Well, never mind.
47% say they hope they get flowers.
You look like you'd been huffing paint.
43%
Not me.
They want chocolate.
Oh, I thought you wanted to do it yourself.
No. You can't. He's going to have some ribs in there.
I'm not Clegg. I'm not the flexible Clegg.
How cute it comes to your house.
I'm not close I can get.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Whew. All right.
So what are they talking about?
I wish you well, my friend. I wish you well.
Good luck with that, for real,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I mean, perfume, 44%. I love perfume.
Yeah.
You ever get perfume on Valentine's Day? It's not a thing that a guy would do.
Mm-mm.
Not parfum, yeah. Neither.
No.
Parfum. No. I mean, you may need that after that, but I mean.
More than that.
Right.
Listerine bottle full of bleach after that.
No. Gosh almighty.
I know you got these new teeth after.
In the world. Your world. Please film it.
What are the races, family?
All of them.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't discriminate. I mean, yes. Definitely a black woman, an Asian woman.
Yeah.
I know Asia is, you know, all-encompassing.
Sure.
You know. Other ones?
Yeah.
Say all of them, and it's
yes.
Fine. All
yeah.
Of them.
You know, I like to write it down.
The curiosity factor for me would be a threesome. Like, I've legit never had one before.
It'd have to be two women?
Yeah. But I wouldn't want it to mess up something good. You know what I'm saying? Like the curiosity, and plus I would be playing games with myself, like not figuratively or actually figuratively.
Right.
I would be like, oh well, she's doing that to her. Am I not doing it good enough? Like I would feel like y'all could just go on without me.
Yeah, performance anxiety. If you're not like, you know what I mean.
And if I'm that excited, and it's the first time it's ever happened. You know. Boom, boom. We're already in the ninth inning. And then they're like, go off. We got all this, and you already done?
What about us? You had yours. Don't leave me hanging.
I would have so much anxiety with that.
Yeah.
But I would curiosity factor, though.
I like eye contact too much for that. Mainly because I don't want them looking at the rest of this.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Eyes up here.
Oh.
Now, I'm looking at the eye.
Let me ask you this. That's important to know. Aviance for the room. Because I
ambiance.
Aviance for the room. Aviance.
Ambiance.
Ambiance. Whatever. Ambiance.
Audience? You want an audience is what you said?
Evanescence. She wants
it. Yeah. So do you want, does it have to be completely dark with candles? Because the difference between me
I've done
and
it in Shark Tank.
Me and my husband. My
cloudy
husband,
day with the blinds open. Let's go.
He wanted to put on a performance. He like all the lights on in the house so I can see if I liked it or
turn
not.
Turn on the lights in here, baby.
Is that what it is?
No, I never like all the lights on in the house.
What's wrong with that?
I go around like your daddy, turning them off and yelling and cussing.
Saves some power.
I don't want him to see my flaws. I want him to just pretend that I look good, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Pretend? What's wrong with you?
You know what the secret is?
Yeah.
If you don't want him to look at your flaws, make his eyes roll back.
Yeah. He won't see.
Make him Undertaker.
Good advice.
That's why you do what I want done, and then that's how that happens.
Oh, God bless.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think they'd roll back if you did that.
Yeah, they would.
I think you'd have Jeff Hardy eyes forever.
Oh, God.
You would.
I don't know if you'd have friends anymore.
Look kind of film over him or whatever.
Turn my blue eyes brown.
You got to stop. I got to take a break.
I love Crystal Gale.
You're going to choke to death if you don't stop.
Fat to turn your brown eye blue.
Oh, goodness. Fat boy, you're just something genuine.
I don't want 10 o'clock to come. I'm having too much of a good time.
Don't ever change. If it happens, please don't let us know, though.
Please tell us if that happens.
Really?
Oh, yeah, if that happens.
Oh.
It won't, but if it does, please tell us.
We got
a raise.
It would have to be like a contracted out job.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want anybody I care about to do that.
Would you respect them? That's the thing. Would you respect a woman afterwards if that happened?
We can't keep alluding to something we can't totally say, but no, I would not.
No, absolutely not.
Honesty. I like that.
Uh-uh.
I'll never do that then.
Uh-uh.
All right, well, I'm Paige, and those Your Eyes Guys headlines.
Thank you, Paige.
Mark you off the list.
Mark me
Paige
off the
off
list.
The short
sure.
List.
That's something like, you know, look, I might do to you, but you're not allowed to do that to me.
I didn't know that was an option.
Right?
Yeah.
You can't do it at the same time.
No. I mean, it'd be hard
What's
to.
That? Well, I don't know what number that is.
That's something that, yeah.
That's a 666.
No. I might do that to you, but you can never do that to me. No.
Really?
No.
Not kiss you afterwards, that's for sure.
No.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Right, Paige? That's it? That's headlines.
I'm really sorry for that.
All right. Nine's got a TSL question of the day for you, plus we'll tell you about tomorrow's big program next. The Rise Guys. Morning, everybody.
Follow the Rise Guys on Twitter at 933theplanet. Tweet that. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet
just rocks.
Thank you to everybody who called, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchatted, tweeted. Did I say faxes?
Yes, you did.
Faxes. We didn't get any faxes. No. If we got a fax, I'd read the hell out of it.
Right.
I would. I'd be like, what is this person trying to get at?
Right.
Again, thank you to everybody who called and joined us today. Tomorrow is Wednesday. We got Nine's Best Damn Audio tomorrow. We have Shinedown tickets with the Paige All-Male Impression Contest.
Oh, no.
We'll encourage guys to call in and do impressions of Paige, and the best one will win tickets to see Shinedown on June 23rd.
Ambiance.
We're still ambiance. Ambiance. We're still looking for a cake. Several. We're looking for cakes. So contact us if I'm. As far as I know, we're still looking for cakes.
We could use cake.
Yeah. For numerous nuptials. In the meantime, some winning to be had right now.
And now, Nine's TSL question of the day.
What did the dude from Truth and Consequences say 1,000 times this morning? What two words did that dude say 1,000 times this morning? Text that answer to the CarolinaVaporMill.com text line. That number is 72341. Again, that's 72341. We will take the 93rd correct answer to be a winner.
Get today's podcast. Go to theriseguys.com, iTunes, Google Play, or text podcast to 72341. Paige.
Yeah.
We'll rock you at work next. Fat Boy.
Hey, baby.
5 a.m. Rise Guys Rewind. Hey, Mama. We'll go live at 6. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Tickle it, guys. It is good.
Here it comes.
You know?
A 93-minute rock block is locked and loaded. And begins next on 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.